Welcome to the Cricket World Ashes Preview Podcast. I'm John Pennington and I'm joined by Alistair Simonson. Hello, Al.
Hello, JP. Hello, everyone.
Always exciting times. Ashes build-up will be over pretty soon. This one's a bit different because it's a back-to-back series. There hasn't been quite as much build-up, but we're all very excited, aren't we?
I think the excitement's been building over the last couple of weeks, apart from Tendulkar retiring, which was obviously the biggest news around the world of cricket. Now it's back onto the Ashes.
And as we look ahead to the first test in Brisbane, Matthew Prime may or may not be fit, so that's going to be an issue for England. George Bailey is tipped to make his test debut for Australia. England won the series at home 3-0, but a lot of people are predicting a lot closer series this time around. Would you agree with that?
They're predicting a closer one. To me, it's not going to be close at all. I think England are going to be out there 3-0 winners, and I can't see much difference in the result from the summer in England.
I mean, there's weather forecast not too great for the first test. England for sort of go 2-0, 3-0, they have to hope that the weather stays away. And we all hope the weather stays away, and we're talking about the cricket on the field, don't we?
Well, I think if the conditions are wet in Brisbane, I think that favours England and the seam attack that they've got. The bowling attack is the best in the world at the moment.
Who would you pick as that? There's Chris Tremler, Boyd Rankin or Stephen Finn. Which one of those three would you go for the Brisbane test?
I would certainly go for Chris Tremlett and probably Boyd Rankin. The Australians haven't seen much of him, and I think it'd be an interesting addition.
So Boyd Rankin, if he plays, will be playing his first test. Kevin Peterson is playing his 100th test. How many other 100 test veterans have played for England now? Can you name them?
Obviously, Geoffrey Boycott. I'll probably start struggling after Geoffrey. David Gower.
Yep, David Gower. Just read through this. Graham Thorpe, Andrew Strauss, Cerean Botham, Colin Cowdrey, Michael Atherton, Gower, as you mentioned, Graham Gooch, and Alex Stewart holds the record with 133. Lots of talk over the last few days about Peterson, his 100th test match, what it means to him. It's, regardless of whatever's gone on off the field, he's been a wonderful, you know, the cricketer for England over the last 8 years. He made his debut in the Ashes, of course, so nice in a way that it falls on an Ashes test for him.
Yes, I think it's very surprising that he's actually played 100 tests. A few years back, he'd retired from all longer cricket and was concentrating on T20. So to me, Peterson's a fantastic player, but a bit of a maverick. To have him in your test side, though, he can turn tests around in a session. And that's the sort of player he is, and he's a match winner.
It's the sort of player that Australia would rather see a team with him not in it than in it.
I think so. I mean, you look at a batting lineup, and if KP's in there, you think, well, he could just destroy us, as I say, in a session, and there's no coming back from that. However, you know, the other batsmen have got to support Kevin Peterson, and if he doesn't fire, then it's obviously a big wicket to get.
I want to talk technology now, Al. Real-time snickometer, RTS as it's been abbreviated to, is going to be given its trial in this series. I mean, you can't get away from the fact that the series early in the year was not overwhelmed, but there was quite a lot of talk about technology and reviews and the umpires. Is this going to help?
Well, one would hope so. There was a lot of talk with Stuart Broad not walking, and Australians being known for not walking, and why should they say, because there are umpires and now technology there to help them along their way. So, I've always been against technology coming into the umpiring decisions for lots of different reasons. However, certain parts of the technology do work quite well, and I think Snicko's one of them that does actually work. And we know that having watched cricket over the last 5-6 years, where the technology has gradually crept in, that some decisions could have gone either way. And technology, even the finest technology, there was an occasion where I think it was Adam Voges walked in a one-dayer, I think, and Snicko hadn't picked it up. So, good on him to still have the spirit of cricket in in his play.
And the other thing with the DRS is that now, under a new playing condition that came in October, once a team has bowled 80 overs, the DRS, or both teams indeed, after 80 overs of innings, the DRSs are topped up, if you like, to two again. So that would have eradicated that situation at Trent Bridge, because Australia would have probably still had a review and Stuart Broad would have been out. So is that a good thing for you?
Well, I think from a player's perspective, I've always been a walker, so it's not, that's not, doesn't come into it if that's how you play the game. So the DRS, you know, that's you know, I hope will eradicate all wrong decisions.
That's the plan, isn't it? That's what we're all striving for. Now, the odds, interesting going into this Brisbane test, there's been quite a bit of money coming in for Australia. I know you've got a poll you want to talk about in a moment. Australia favourites, England against, or 2-1, but so don't forget, if you go to cricketworld.com, click on the page takeover and go through to Betway, where we're offering enhanced odds of 4-1 England to win in Brisbane. You won't get those odds anywhere else, and that's almost double the odds that are the real odds, if you like. So take advantage of that offer. But what do you make of Australia going into this Brisbane test as favourites?
Well, I think that's absurd. On paper, they couldn't be favourites. I think that may be a gimmick there from whichever bookmaker that was. But I think you talking about the Betway odds of 4-1 for an England win, I think I should be putting certainly a couple of quid on that one.
And there was this, was it 72% of Australians reckon that Australia are going to win the series 2-1, which leads us nicely into our sort of predictions.
Yeah, I was listening to the radio this morning on the way to work, and some poll in Australia's come out with 72% predicting a 2-1 win for Australia. Well, I'm not sure who they were polling, perhaps a few kangaroos on the way to work.
Well, interestingly, I was having a chat on Twitter this morning with a New Zealander. He reckons it's going to be 2-0 or 2-1 to Australia. I think it's going to be 2-1 to England, so certainly a few of us think it's going to be close. Al, you think England are going to not walk it, but be a lot more comfortable, they're going to be too strong.
Yeah, as I said earlier in the programme, John, I can't see Australia getting close to England if England bat well. No reason why they shouldn't. They've got a lot of experience batting and bowling in Australia. So I don't think Australia have got a prayer, really.
So there we are. So Dale, thank you for your time today. Cricket World is, of course, the place for all of your Ashes coverage. Over the series, we'll have match reports, image galleries, live scores, of course, even if we might not all be awake as the game goes on to the middle of the night over here in England. Somebody will to be doing the live scores for you. Quizzes, features, caption contests. We'll be rounding up all the best tweets. Our Mr. Predictor betting show will be doing a load of those as well. Interviews, review videos and podcasts as well. So plenty to look forward to over the next few months. And we all hope you enjoy this series, and thank you very much for listening.